And on the phone with me this morning, Deschutes County Commissioner Phil Chang. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Thank you very much for being with us here today. Now, you're always in studio when you can make it, but today, you want to tell us where you're at and what you're up to?
Today, I am getting ready to head into a legislative tour at the BaseX manufacturing plant in Redmond.
Can you tell me a little bit about BaseX and what you expect to see?
Yeah, BaseX makes specialized HVAC equipment, often used in places like data centers. It is one of our fastest growing companies here in Central Oregon, major employer, and provides a range of jobs and opportunities for people in our community. And today we're doing this legislative visit basically to hear about the ways that state legislators, local elected officials can support BaseX in continuing to grow here and continuing to provide amazing jobs in our community.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for taking the time to call us just ahead of you going in for that. Now, speaking of legislative tours, the governor and some state legislators were in Central Oregon recently, and can you tell me more about that?
Yes. So the governor and several members of the Oregon House and Oregon Senate Housing Committee came to town on Monday to basically see what kind of progress we've made in production of housing and to hear about our continuing need in terms of policy and financing to make even more progress.
What were you able to get across to the governor and her team while they were here?
Yeah, so a variety of builders and developers and local governments all shared information with the governor. And that part of the story that we told was Central Oregon, our cities in Deschutes County, have been more successful than just about any other place in the state in producing housing in these last 3, 4, 5 years. Even at the same time that we still need a lot more. So, I mean, we are doing better than just about anywhere else in the state at producing more housing, per capita. But at the same time, we still have a long way to go. There was chronic housing under production for years in this area, after the Great Recession.
Anything specifically you expect to come from that visit to help out Central Oregon?
Yeah. The main storyline was we have done a lot at both the state level and at the local level to relax regulatory constraints on housing production. And that's part of how we've been so successful here. But there's still some more work to be done there in terms of land use, in terms of building inspection, the speed of that. But what emerged from, the story of our success in the last few years is that to make even more progress, we don't need regulatory reform as much as we need funding. We need financing for infrastructure. So, we looked at an area in the southeast corner of the city of Bend where we could have thousands of homes if we can pay for the water and sewer and roads that are needed to actually develop out that area. So the need for infrastructure funding, the need to come up with creative ways to finance that or borrow the money that's needed at the local level or at the state level, that's going to be our big challenge in the next couple of years.
Now, staying on the topic of housing for all of Central Oregon, the managed camp in Redmond had hit a bit of a bump in the road?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great transition. I mean, part of the, you know, a big part of the reason why we have so much homelessness in Central Oregon is a lack of affordable and low-income housing. So, as you know, we have 137 acres of land. The county owns 137 acres of land in East Redmond that we are trying to exchange with the state for some land that they own south of the Fair and Expo Center. So we'd get to grow our Fair and Expo Center. They would have this land to provide for economic development. The challenge is that that land has, you know, 50, 60, 70 people, unhoused people in encampments, unauthorized encampments in it. And we need to move those people out. But rather than just try to shuffle them out of there without thinking about where they might go, because if you just shuffle people out of an unauthorized homeless encampment without any place for them to go, they just end up in another unauthorized location and cause, you know, a lot of grief to the neighbors and other people in that area, new area. So rather than just shuffling them out without thinking about where they're going to go, we are trying to provide pathways out of homelessness. And part of that is building what we're calling a managed camp in East Redmond, a little bit north and just east of the airport, on the other side of Highway 20. And we will, 126, we will be issuing a contract to Taylor Northwest for the construction of that managed camp. Their bid came in a little higher than we had estimated, and so the county and the city of Redmond are now trying to figure out how we're going to cover that additional increment of cost to get us to the full amount and get construction underway, because we really need this project as soon as possible.
You sound pretty positive about a good outcome for this.
I am hopeful. You know, there is not a managed camp anywhere in Central Oregon that I could point to as an example, but there are managed camps in Medford, and in other places in Oregon that have been very successful in providing people a safe and stable place, you know, where they can live in their vehicle, live in their RV for a few months, pull their life together, you know, get a good night's sleep every night, and then move on to housing, better employment. You know, many people who are unhoused are employed. They just don't make enough money to pay rent. So I am hopeful that if we can get this managed camp built, it is going to play a very significant role in helping us move people out of homelessness in the region.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We're speaking with Deschutes County Commissioner Phil Chang this morning. And Phil, another topic I wanted to touch on was the redistricting efforts that's going on now to expand the Board of County Commissioners to five instead of the current three. Where are we at in that process?
Yeah. So in November 2024, the people of Deschutes County voted to increase the size of the Board of Commissioners from three to five. That ballot measure did not contain any mention of districting. We could have run a districting ballot measure right next to that one, side by side on the ballot. But my fellow commissioners, who are very interested in establishing districts now, didn't take any interest in putting that on the ballot for the voters at the time. But now we have appointed a district mapping advisory committee to draft up some maps for a ballot measure that would run in 2026 that would then take effect for the 2028 election. So the committee has crunched the data for all the various precincts in various ways and put together a variety of draft maps to look at, to compare and contrast, and think about the pros and cons of them all. And they may be getting close to the end of their work. That just yesterday at their meeting, that there was a realization that everyone had been looking at the data not in an inaccurate way. So the goal is to have, so the state law says that districts need to be roughly equal in size by population. They had been looking at various district scenarios, thinking that the districts were within 5% of each other in terms of size of population. But actually, they realized that the districts were, that the range of districts were within 5% of the mean, kind of the middle. So really 5% above and 5% below means that we have a 10% variance in the size between the districts, which is kind of a lot. I mean, for one district to be, 10% bigger, but only have the same voting power in terms of electing a commissioner is, in my opinion, a concern.
All right.
We'll see where it goes.
Okay. I appreciate it very much, Phil, on giving us those updates. Enjoy your time at Base X.
Thank you. Look forward to talking to you in a few months.
All right. Take care. Deschutes County Commissioner Phil Chang, my guest here at FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND.